When you walk around the streets of Seattle, you pass by telephone poles and under wires and cables all the time. But sometimes, unknowingly, you pass through a doorway and into a special place called an Eruv.
Well, Eruv literally means to combine or to unite things. And an Eruv really is a device of Jewish law that will permit religious observant Jews to carry items in the street on the Sabbath day, which is Saturday.
That's Seattle Rabbi Moshe Klutenik. He told Kim Malcolm that Eruvs help Orthodox Jews observe their religious laws. They use real wires and poles to create a kind of imaginary fence surrounding a neighborhood.
So around the perimeter of the Eruv, for most of it, we make use of utility poles that have cables or wires running across. And then there are small poles which run up along the pole and then come under the wires. And that creates the form of a doorway. And that is considered to be a legal enclosure for the area within it. And then to make it united as one, as you would normally have in a private domain, there is in a central location a certain portion of, if you're familiar with matzah, which is designated to belong to everybody. So everyone has the legal right to come and take that. So it's as if it is one common area sharing something.
Rabbi, what is the problem or the challenge that the Eruv is there to solve?
Well, one of the restricted activities on the Sabbath, according to Jewish law, is either transferring an item from one place to another in a public domain, or from a public domain into a private domain. Within a private domain, one is allowed to carry objects, transfer them from place to place without that type of restriction. The Eruv takes the streets of the area which it encloses and it legally transforms it under Jewish law from an area which is a public domain where there is a prohibition against carrying or transferring items from place to place into a private domain. And that will allow people to carry push strollers with their children in them, to carry books or other items, to bring perhaps a gift when they visit their friends' homes, if they join them for a Sabbath meal. So it certainly enhances the observance by allowing people to transport items from place to place within the enclosure.
So if I looked up from the street in Seward Park, would I know what I was looking at?
No, absolutely not. Unless you knew the map of the Eruv and you're walking along the perimeter, you'd be able to notice those poles.
So how far back does this tradition of the Eruv go back?
Oh, the tradition of the Eruv goes back for hundreds or thousands of years. And many, many communities in Europe for hundreds of years had them. And in the United States, over the last three or four decades, it's become much more common to construct such an Eruv.
The first one in Seattle, I understand, was erected only in 1990. How many are there in Seattle now?
Currently, there are three in Seattle. There's one in the Seward Park area. There's one in the North End. And there's one on Mercer Island.
You oversaw the Seward Park Eruv for about 19 years. How many people rely on that Eruv?
Oh, there are hundreds of people who rely on that Eruv. There are five Orthodox synagogues in the Seward Park area. So it certainly has, with the five Orthodox synagogues, the highest concentration of Orthodox Jews within Seattle.
So those are the congregations who rely on that Eruv.
Right, and support it financially.
And what's involved with supporting the Eruv? How is it maintained?
Well, first of all, the Eruv has to be inspected weekly. Someone has to go around the perimeter of the Eruv and make sure that all of the poles are in place, that all of the wires are there, that a utility company has not moved a pole suddenly and therefore there's a gap in the Eruv, or sometimes accidentally a car may bump against the utility pole and break one of the vertical poles going up. So it's inspected weekly to ascertain that it's intact. And sometimes repairs are required.
And if a repair is needed, I assume that has to be done before the Sabbath.
Absolutely, in order for it to be up that Sabbath. Now, there are certain rare occasions where the Erev is not opt for the Sabbath. Every Friday, there is a hotline where one can call to ascertain whether the Eruv is up or functional for that week. There's also a Twitter account there. It's posted on a website, so people have a number of ways of determining it. It's up for almost every Sabbath, but sometimes due to weather or other causes, the Eruv is down or not functional.
The Eruv serves a religious function, and I'm wondering about the wires themselves. When you look up into the sky and you see them there, what crosses your mind?
Well, if I happen to be looking at the Eruv and I know that it's there, I understand that this is an important service to the Jewish community, that it enables families to enjoy the delight of the Sabbath day and to participate with the entire family, whether that involves taking out a child who can't walk otherwise or whether it involves sometimes someone who is disabled or elderly and this way can be pushed in a wheelchair from place to place. It certainly does much to enhance the observance and the beauty of the Sabbath day.
Can you talk a little bit about the Sabbath day and the importance of observing it? It may seem very obvious to you and the members of your congregation, but for someone who isn't a member, looking from the outside in, why is it so important to set that day aside and to do it in a way so that people can focus on it?
Well, the Sabbath day, as it was once described by a scholar, is like an island within time. It's an island of holiness. We work for 6 days during the week, and the Sabbath day is a day of tranquility and of rest, and a day that's devoted to prayer and to study and family time together. There is a large family meal every Friday evening. Imagine Thanksgiving. There's a Thanksgiving-like meal every Friday night and every Saturday early afternoon. And in addition, there is no computer, no cell phone, and it's a time where we focus on spiritual growth and bringing family and friends together in a way in which it is often difficult, especially in the type of society in which we live in now.
Seattle, our area, Western Washington, is one of the least religious places in the country. What do you think non-Jews can learn by looking up occasionally and maybe seeing those wires in the sky?
Eruv really means combining and making like one. If you think of that concept of a neighborhood together and of people taking time out from the daily stresses of work and everything else that we do, I think it's inevitable that it'll have a positive impact. At least some of these thoughts that go into the observance of the Sabbath, people reflect on and think about how they can incorporate it into their own lives.
Rabbi Moshe Kletenek, he spoke with Kim Malcolm about Eruvs. In other news, tonight's the second night of Hanukkah. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.